But I know change's gonna come.
That's the 60s civil rights anthem, A Change Is Gonna Come. Last Friday night, it played as visitors arrived at the Islamic Society of Boston Cultural Center to hear Syrian dissident Danny Abdul Dayyam.
We need you to spread the word. What we need is your support.
You might remember we spoke with Danny from the Baba Amr neighborhood of the besieged Syrian city of Homs. He escaped before the government troops occupied the city and recently came to the U.S. to speak with Americans, particularly Muslim Americans. On this night in Boston, they included Imam Abdullah Farouk.
We can read or see what's on the news, but when somebody comes back from there, witnessing the type of thing that's going on there, it needs to be echoed, and the Muslim world needs to know. And I'm hoping that what he does tonight will help keep us better informed and also to stir the interest in what's going on there so that we can bring to bear some of the power that the United States has on that that's happening. It needs to change.
A student who preferred not to give her name said she's Syrian and has family in the country.
Well, all we can do is pray for them. You know, I go to school here, I go to university here, and a lot of the students had no idea what's going on over there, so it's kind of surreal that here in this country we have no idea that over there people are being so brutally murdered and massacred.
Syrian American Rushd al-Bibi, visiting from Florida, also was at the center. She came after her daughter told her Danny was coming. She was one of a number of people who crowded around him in the lobby.
You know, seeing him at CNN, then seeing him in person, I think he's my hero. You know, just to meet somebody like him, it makes me feel good that there's good people in the world.
What is it like to watch what's happening over there right now?
You know, it's very sad. It's very stressful. And you cannot even, like, watch a few minutes and you start to cry. Because Syria in the past, it used to be like a shelter for all the Arabic people or people from Armenia, Chechnya, Palestine. They all were come to Syria and be sheltered. Now, seeing Syrians as the refugees is really heartbreaking. So hopefully, you know, we will get over this and the Syrian people again will be free.
Syrian American Rushd al-Bibi speaking with Here and Now's Jill Ryan at the Islamic Society of Boston's Cultural Center. Well, we spoke with Danny just before his talk at the center and asked him what he's been hearing from people in the U.S.
Everyone's saying we sympathize with you, we know what's going on, we feel sorry. Well, I know they do. I need the governments to move. We need military intervention. We need someone to save lives there.
Well, what do you think about what's been going on? I mean, as you know, government troops overran Homs, kept the Red Cross, the Red Crescent, out of the neighborhood you'd been hunkered down in. And when UN officials and the Red Crescent finally got in, it seemed as if everybody had left.
This is all lies by the regime and by them. They did not get into our areas. They got in for only like half an hour. That was it. Lots of people are saying that the Red Cross, they've paid millions of dollars to get medication into our areas. All the medication they got went to the loyalists. They didn't get anything into our areas. The army would not allow that.
What else are people telling you? I mean, are there people, you know, what about the reports? And we've seen pictures of them leaving.
Right. We still have more than 4,000 or 5,000 people living in that area. We can't get the people out because anyone who tries to leave the area will be shot by the army. So how are you going to get all the civilians out?
Look, Danny, you were impassioned when we spoke to you, and since then you've said, for instance, on the NewsHour on PBS that you want action. You've been calling on the international community to create a no-fly zone over Syria, similar to what was done in Libya. But even your supporters of the opposition, like Senator John Kerry, say that Syria's military has a much stronger air defense system than Libya, that the no-fly zone is impossible.
No, it's not impossible. You and I know they can do something about this if they want to. The UN can do something about this. They can even turn around a veto that Russia and China are using. But what it seems like is no one wants to do anything about this.
Well, and then what about the question of what exactly is happening? You know, there's no question that there's a move for democracy, a move to overthrow what's seen as a oppressive regime, but others have pointed out it's also sectarian, that you have Alawites in the ruling party and in the military, and Sunni people on the ground, and that no outside interference is going to stop what might be unavoidable, which is this sectarian civil war.
This sectarian war you're talking about is all made up by the government. Right, we have lots of the Alawites killing us. That doesn't mean it's sectarian. They're working in the government, they're in the army, and they are the security forces. We're fighting the government. We're not fighting them. Anyone who isn't doing anything to us, we have nothing against him. This is not a sectarian war. If you go into Syria's history, Syria never had any sectarian problem. Why would it start now? The regime is trying to do this advert. It doesn't want to fall.
Well, Danny, we just want to ask you a couple of questions about when you were in Homs. When we spoke to you, you mentioned that there were some foreign journalists in the house with you. And we spoke to you before the foreign journalists, including the American Marie Colvin, were killed.
Right.
Had you come across them? Did you know some of these journalists that had come in?
We had a route. We used to get them through Lebanon, then we get them into our area. All the journalists got in there, then we get Mary Colvin came in. She actually stayed in the same building that we were living in.
Yeah.
I've got one question. You saw the journalist, you saw Mary Colvin, you saw her photographer who came out, and he's in London in the hospital.
Yes.
He said, what's going on is a massacre. It isn't a war. The Free Syrian Army can't even fight back the army. Isn't he an eyewitness? All the journalists that are coming out of Syria are out of Homs and Bab Ahmar. Why would they lie? It isn't even their country. What have they got to defend?
Yeah. Well, you know, the answer seems to be that it's sticky, that people are worried about, you know, causing more bloodshed, you know, trying diplomacy first.
There's going to be more bloodshed. There's no one interferes. This is what's going to happen. The UN did not interfere. He started using rocket launchers. And another 2 weeks or a month, if no one does anything about this, he's going to start using chemical weapons and he's going to hit us with airstrike.
Syrian activist Danny Abdul-Dayem, who's making the plea for other countries to get involved in Syria. Danny, and we know you also lived in London. What do you think you can do next? What are you going to do?
I'll be inside again, hopefully soon.
You'll be?
In Syria again.
You want to go to Syria again?
Yep.
Pretty dangerous. I mean, how do you expect to get in and out?
Well, I have my ways in, I have my ways out. It's nothing called dangerous when everyone's being killed in your country. So imagine you had a group of friends and they're all dead. So it's nothing. We're fighting for this freedom. We will never stop this.
Danny, thank you, and best to you.
Thank you.